Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Gary Harps is our guest. Gary is a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a successful entrepreneur and CEO. He ran the Solomon Software Company for about 20 years, and now his company's called Six Disciplines, and he's written a couple of books on that. Six Disciplines for Excellence and Six Disciplines Execution Revolution. He's our good friend, Gary Harps. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. Great to be back.
It's good to have you back. Gary, one of the things that you spend a lot of time talking about with other folks, and we've been the beneficiary of your wisdom here before, is this idea of making sure that we're getting the most out of the human assets that we have, the human beings who work with us, who we work for as managers and leaders. And one of the things I want to ask you is, what do you think about, you know, we've gone through a couple of years now where we've a lot of us have been hunkered down. We've been in the survival mode. As you know, I told my audience in 09, there's no shame in surviving 2009. But now we're clearly in the recovery. Some lights are breaking at the other end of the tunnel that look like they're not trains coming at us. How do we transition our teams from watching every penny for survival to looking around for opportunity? The opportunities are going to be part of the future, not opportunities that were part of the past. What do you think?
Well, there are definitely some ways you can approach that. We work with a lot of clients in the idea of crafting strategy and executing it. And what you're really asking is, well, how do you formulate strategy in these times? And, you know, the hunkering down part is actually, it's like looking at two halves of a coin. If you think about the total resources that an organization has, its people, its intellectual horsepower and all those sorts of things, you've got two buckets of resources, those that are related to running the business sort of the way it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it the sustaining part of the business. And then the resources that are available to change the business, that's the change initiative part of the business. And interestingly, when you hunker down, when you strip out the inefficiencies and do all those things,
mm-hmm.
that sets up, that increases the amount that you can put in the bucket for changing things.
Right.
Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so many times we're kind of running a little bit inefficient, and times like this allow us to clean all that up. And then what you do is take the increased resource that is maybe discretionary, and you get the right people in the room, and you start to brainstorm on, okay, what are things we could do differently? And you begin to paint a vision for what could be different.
I wonder how much, with all the survival that's been going on, all the cost cutting, all the potential casualty list that we've been creating with the people that we have. You know, productivity has gone through the roof, Gary, mm-hmm. in the last year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me with 10% unemployment and with unemployment and productivity both going up at the same time, you can't tell me we're not creating casualty lists among the people who are left out there. And so I wonder, what do we say to our people? What do we literally say to our people comes out of our mouths about, okay, guys, we still have to make sure that we survive because we're not out of the problems that this nation has, the economy has. But what do we say to them about about going forward. I mean, aren't we in a transition period right now from being scared to death to having some hope and but still not ready to sing Happy Days Are Here Again?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And what we say to them is, first of all, you've got to explain to them the situation so that they get what the situation is and then what you're doing about it. People are motivated. You know, you build teams and you build enthusiasm and energy and courage by painting vision. And that's what I meant by the two bucket thing. We went through this with a client recently where they have done all the efficiency stuff and they've done a good job of it. But as a result, they have some extra capacity in the organization. They can either lay it off,
right,
or they can say, now what do we do with it?
And that's got to be pretty unique among companies out there to have capacity at this stage.
Well, if you've done the efficiency stuff right, you will have capacity.
Yeah.
We see this all the time. People are deciding what to do with that capacity, and you know, the first reaction is, well, we'll get rid of it so we cut our costs. But let me give you a story that I think shows the power of thinking through this right. There's a guy in Texas I spoke to about a year ago when things were really nasty down there. And I said, how's business? He says, it's off 30%. He said, what are you doing about that? And he said, well, 5 years ago when business was booming, I began to lay aside more and more of my profit and build up cash reserves.
Right.
And he said, now I'm taking this 30% downturn and I'm retraining all of my, I'm not laying anybody off, I'm retraining all of my people.
Now that we got the time.
Yeah, and I'm retraining them on next generation technology. He was in a consulting business related
right.
to technology. And he said that my competitors are laying everybody off, and then when this comes back, I'll have the next generation stuff and the people on staff to take market share.
Sounds like he had read your book, Gary.
He's thinking strategically. And so what we suggested to a client recently was usually when you have excess capacity, what happens is you've got 5% across many people. You've got a little extra here and a little extra
right.
here.
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
And what you should do is reorganize in a way that you can pool that 5% into a couple of people. And then you tell those people, you make give them a new job. You give them mm-hmm. a job to develop new business. And you take all of the responsibilities off their plate.
Mm-hmm.
And that folks. That
so it's not necessarily something that everybody focuses on in terms of where the next opportunity is going to come from. You sort of put out a reconnaissance team, smaller, like a reconnaissance team out there.
You train them
how to do it. You give them responsibility, but you watch them very closely. Hold on to that thought, Gary Harbst. We're going to be right back. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. If you're on, if you get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff. You can check out my blog post, which this week is this particular one. This recent one is about how I'm defining the recovery. I use a letter. It's not a U, it's not a V, it's not a W. You'll have to go there and check it out and see what you think. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can do that at Jim Blassingame. Oh, by the way, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter as well. We'll send that to you on Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. Gary Harbst is our guest. He's the author of the new book, Six Disciplines, Execution Revolution. Gary, how do we find you? And tell us a little bit about your company.
We're at sixdisciplines.com. That's spelled out, S-I-X. Disciplines, and our business really is helping organizations get on the same page, getting people on the same page about where they want to go, and that's the strategy part. And then once they've decided that, then coaching them to get there. And
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes it's harder to do the things you know you should do, so the coaching keeps you on track. So.
Right. And that's sixdisciplines.com. That's how they can find your books as well.
Yes.
And find out how you can help them if they can get some more information about how you work with companies to help them with take advantage of what's coming at us.
Absolutely.
Gary, as we went to the break, you said something that I really liked a lot. You know, I was asking you earlier about how do we get, we can't hunker down forever. There's this tiny, I think the recovery we're in is going to be a marathon. I don't think it's going to be a sprint. I think we've already seen that. And I think we still got a pretty good bit of the race left to go. You agree with that?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And so if that's the case, the conversion, the transition from where we were to where we want to be is going to be very incremental. And so at some point in time, we've got to start looking around saying, okay, where's the opportunity? How do I, how do I make this little incremental baby step transition? And you said, find one or two people in your organization who are really good at stuff like that and make them responsible for it. Don't overlay that on everyone necessarily. But find one or two people and they're kind of your, and I said they were kind of like a reconnaissance team. I really like the way you said that.
Yeah. And the key here is it is a team. It's a total company effort. And back to encouraging people, you explain to them, look, I'm asking you to work a little harder. We're going to free up the 5% of extra time among all these people so we can take these two people and split them off. And so the other people are managing business today efficiently to free up these two. And it gives more vision to everybody. Here's how
And of course, in a small business, everybody's still doing their job.
Yeah, well, and
that's one thing. But you're saying the other people, you're not telling them not to look around and see opportunity, but you're saying if you see something like that, tell these people about it, and then they're going to see if it has merit and bring it back to us, and then we'll all decide if this is where we want to go.
Yes, and this works. In the company I'm speaking of, the two that were assigned to this idea, before that, they had their normal regular duties, and they were also thinking about new things, and it was easy to come in and spend the day on their regular duties and not really give 100% of their energy.
Uh-huh.
But once their job was changed, say, guys, you have no other job. All of a sudden, all their energy, all their uh-huh. creativity, and it stimulates the other people that are heads down because they say, okay, we're doing something about this.
Right. Well, everybody in your team is not a good prospect to be part of this reconnaissance team.
No, absolutely.
And so you got to find the right people, the people who can manage their regular day job and then transition over to another assignment, this scout assignment, so to speak. And you got to find the right people to do that. It might be one person. It might be, depending on the size of your company, it might be a large group. It might even be you, Gary. It might be the leader.
Yeah, it could be.
Maybe you need to delegate more of your stuff now, and you start focusing on those things.
Yeah, I do suggest, if at all possible, to have two people because they reinforce each other.
Right.
But, sometimes you can't do that. But,
right.
The right kind of person is critical. They have to be willing to – they're entrepreneurial. They're willing to take risks and try new things. And you also have to be patient. You got to give them some runway. You know, you can't say, well, in 90 days this miracle has to happen. You know, you got to give them a little time.
Well, and also it's sort of – it's a little bit of a brainstorming thing, isn't it, meaning – That there's no idea that's wrong.
Yes, absolutely.
Now it doesn't mean that you follow everything. You're gonna drop it through a pretty tough crucible till it comes out on the other side as an opportunity. But in a brainstorming session, in a creativity session, no idea is forbidden.
And that's why it's good if you can have at least one other person because they feed off each other.
Yeah. Yeah, and then exactly, and then somebody, there is the possibility that somebody could bring up something really off the wall, and the other person said, "Well, you know, I don't know about that." But anyway, Gary, I got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Well, in all downsides, there's upsides. You know, what we teach people is that you prepare for the upside when the times are down, and you prepare for the downside when the times are up.
Yeah.
And so this is tremendous opportunity if you handle it right.
What website again, Gary?
6disciplines.com.
Check it out, folks. His books are there, both of them. Hey, Gary, thanks for being here. Good job, as always, today.
I always enjoy it.
We'll see you next time. Gary Harpst, H-A-R-P-S-T, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.